What happens inside your body if and when your cell hydration is low? Cell hydration is different from your overall hydration. The cells, unfortunately, are designed to allow only coherent water to enter the cell walls. Where can you get coherent water? And what is the difference between coherent water and not coherent water? Okay, tough question, because it all happens in the invisible. But coherence, when it comes to water, is that a compatible vibration with the cell? Raw plant cell water is coherent. Raw animal cell water is also coherent. This is the reason raw diets increase a person's health. It provides coherent water in the diet. Of course, if the dieter only eats stuff that is more solid matter than water, i.e. food that has a low water content, they will not be much better off by eating raw. Most people don't get any food in their bodies that is raw. All cooked, all processed. Their cell hydration can drop to as low as 1%. I have found that any level lower than 30% is deadly. Deadly on the long run, and causing low energy, stupidity, on the short term. Water found in nature freely is unfortunately not coherent. Most filters make water not even energizable. Like distillation, or reverse osmosis, or filters that leach chemicals into the water. Water needs to be minimally filtered by the type of filter that does not leach chemicals. Rare indeed. Once the water is energizable, I can test it remotely, it can be energized to coherence. Coherence is a lot like boiling point, it happens at 653 vibration. Depending on the starting vibration of the water, and depending on the intensity of the energizing energy, the water can become coherent anywhere from a day to 6 to 7 days. Anything that can increase the water's vibration to 653 will make it coherent. But, unfortunately, I only know one thing, my energizer energy. I originally bought the so-called energized water from Santé Water. They use a mechanical process to energize the water, but when it arrived to my house, it was only 600 vibration. It was better than tap water, but not fully coherent. Nevertheless, when I asked Source to give me an energy to call down, the energizer was born. I still knew nothing about coherence. I learned over time that there is a vibration where you cannot raise the water's vibration further, and that is 653 vibration. Now, to answer the question in the title, if and when your cell hydration is too low, your cell, or more precisely, the mitochondria cannot perform its most basic function, generate energy, because it is choked by waste matters. It needs to be properly hydrated to take out the trash, and to generate energy. What do you need cell energy for? For doing life, of course, but the biggest issue is, your immune system needs a lot of energy. Your body produces cancer cells and other monstrous stuff. And unless the immune system has enough energy allocated to it, the cancer cells can proliferate and clump. Once the clumping happens, the inside cancer cells are protected, and start their unimpeded growth. We call that cancer, and very few methods can counter that growth, and even less methods can cut through the clump, and slice it and dice it to kill the whole tumor. Setting up and operating a water energizing system is beyond some people's ability. Especially if their cell hydration is way under 10%. Smarter clients of mine ask me to energize their first and maybe even their second batch of energizable water, so they can do the job. About half of the buyers of the energy never set up their system. They don't have enough energy. And, not surprisingly, a significant percentage of those end up finding out that their health keeps dropping. Judging, on my end, from their health measurements. I remotely muscle test these numbers, they're eerily accurate. Now, I documented a short period when my cell hydration dropped. I drank less of my coherent water, and more strong tea, which is a diuretic. Diary of my self-observation when my cell hydration dropped to 10%. Clear indication for low emotional intelligence. I am getting emotional. Incoherent. I find myself crying a lot. Passionately, with a lot of tears. I side with the underdog. I see the injustice. I catch myself grieving it. I start to see wrong everywhere, and look for a fix. Instead of moving my life forward. It's like driving while looking in the rearview mirror, not at what is in front of me. I also have to pee a lot. And I am thirsty all the time. I feel revulsion when I look at fruit or vegetables. I want to eat carbs. I wonder what that is about. Of course, once I noticed that my cell hydration dropped, I lowered my tea consumption, and increase my water intake. I haven't spent a day in the past 10 years without energized water/coherent water, and I even took it with me in bottles when I traveled. Why not just energize bottled water there? Because except for Fiji water, finding energizable bottled water is near impossible. That's why. People rarely gather Fiji water, but no matter what they say, that water is energizable, and higher vibration than all the other waters. Why? I don't know and I don't care. So, now what should you do? First off, find out where you are at. Get your health measurements. And if you are coherent enough, set up your water energizing system, filtering tap water to create energizable water, and setting up your big flexible walled container and your MP3 playing headset. It is only complicated when you are not coherent enough to do simple tasks. If that is you, get a big container, and pay me to energize it remotely. I can do it in about 5 minutes, and you pay me for those 5 minutes. What do I charge? $50. But your water has to be energizable. And if you only have Fiji water, pour all of them in a large container, or you'll pay $50 per bottle. The energy can't charge more than one container at a time, and each bottle is a separate container. Want to just buy the Energizer audio? Sorry, I won't sell it to you without measuring your health measurements. Why? Because I don't ever want to sell it to someone who won't set it up and use it. This applies to some clients who continue not setting and operating there correctly, and thus remain emotional and stupid. My site gets hundreds of visits from people who want to increase their emotional intelligence. Their cell hydration, all of them, is low. You cannot be emotionally intelligent with low cell hydration. Get your health measurements. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/your-health-measurements. P.S. PubMed says that increased cell hydration causes cancer. Source dares to differ. It is simply a lie. P.P.S. Structured water somewhat hydrates the cells. To a maximum of 10%.